This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by Concerned Citizens for Nuclear Safety. Here is this week's top headline, Nuclear Watch New Mexico seeks to invalidate new cleanup order for LAMP. Nuclear Watch New Mexico amended its complaint against the U.S. Department of Energy and Los Alamos National Security, LLC, which alleges 12 cleanup violations of the 2005 consent order issued by the New Mexico Environment Department for Los Alamos National Laboratory, LANL, asking the federal court to invalidate the recently issued consent order because the department did not hold a formal public hearing as required by federal and state hazardous waste laws and regulations. The U.S. DOE is the owner of LANL and the Los Alamos National Security, LLC, LANS, a privately held corporation, is the management contractor responsible for the cleanup work. The 2005 consent order required cleanup of LANL by December 6, 2015, a deadline that was not met. The 2016 consent order does not have a final compliance date. It is open-ended and creates huge loopholes, which allows DOE and LANL to declare that cleanup is too expensive or impractical. The result would be that radioactive and hazardous waste that is already leaking into the groundwater would be left in place. The regulations, which were explicitly incorporated into the 2005 CO, require that any time a final compliance date is changed, the opportunity for a public hearing is available. In this case, there is no final cleanup date in the new consent order. Nuclear Watch argues that DOE and the Environment Department violated the public's due process rights by not holding a formal hearing. Holding a formal hearing allows the public the opportunity to present technical testimony, to cross-examine DOE, LANS, and department witnesses, and following the hearing to prepare findings of fact and conclusions of law. The public also has the opportunity to appeal the final decision to the New Mexico Court of Appeal. Despite early assurances that the department would hold a public hearing, the DOE and the department agreed in the new consent order that there would be no hearing. Further, on June 23, 2016, the Environment Department intervened in the case on the defendant's side of DOE and LANS. The next day, the Environment Department and DOE signed the 2016 consent order following a 60-day comment period. Over 40 citizens, nonprofit organizations, public officials, and Santa Clara Pueblos submitted comments. CCNS and independent registered geologist Robert H. Gilkison also submitted extensive comments questioning the changes. Joni Ahrens of CCNS said, quote, "The Nuclear Watch New Mexico lawsuit is essential to ensure that the public's due process rights are protected. There are too many examples of the Martinez administration's attempts to shortcut public participation. This is another." Many thanks to Nuclear Watch New Mexico and their lawyers for stepping forward to protect our rights, end quote. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org.